All right, time now to look through the window of baseball as we do it for Trude and White, the professional builder's choice at Marvin Windows and Doors, and our final regular season conversation with the wonderful Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. Bruce, how are you?
I'm great, Marty, and, you know, how special is it that after 161 games, number 162, you know, is the one, the most anticipation, the most exciting, the most at stake. You know, so many cities around the league, this day doesn't mean a darn thing. And after these last two games, I tell you, the city's alive, the Giants are back, and what a thing.
Yeah, you know, I said earlier today when I opened the show, I said, you know, the 57-33 team sort of went away for a while. And they went away for about 70 games or so. And then all of a sudden, they came back this week. And sort of under the radar, the 57-33 team is back. And people are going to take them lightly. And people can say, oh, it's the Giants. They had a tough time. Let's see what they can do. But I'll tell you something. They better realize that this team is back and playing that kind of ball.
If they saw these last two games, I mean, everything's changed. You know, Belt's getting around on fastballs, and Ty Block comes into the rotation. How about that guy, this number five starter next year? But I have to say, through most of the second half, I was firm in my belief that the Giants would come back and do it. Right around the end, I was starting to lose the faith.
Yeah, well,
it just didn't look like too many great games turned sour 24 hours later. But sure enough, the Dodgers show up, and so do the Giants. And it's been really fascinating to watch these guys. You knew they had it in them, and here they are.
Bruce, of all the elements that we saw the Giants kind of go back to the days of old, if I may quote the rapper Paris, whether it's the clutch hitting, the base running, the defense, the bullpen kind of getting aligned. To me, maybe the most stark realignment with the team is Bruce Bochy getting his groove back. And because yesterday he left Ty Block in, or maybe a month ago, maybe he pulls him after five. I just feel like that Bruce Bochy got back centered with himself and really made some great decisions late this in the season.
Yeah, and you know, it was important for him because a couple of his moves didn't go well. It backfired in a big way. Casilla, who knows, there's a long list, really. All of a sudden, just starting Block, I thought, was great over Suarez, PV Kane. They go with the kid. They had some faith in him, and like you say, they let him go. I mean, there was no reason not to. He's been a starter all year. Bosch, and, you know, Romo closing, and he looks like 3 years ago.
He's back.
It's unbelievable stuff.
Well, this was the homestand that had to happen because the division got away. We knew that was after, you know, the last road trip, the division was gone. So they had to get it together for the wild card. And look, Colorado was here. We know how they can hit. They had John Gray going, and they had Chatwood going, who gave him trouble. They get a gift from Marquez on Tuesday night. And then here come the Dodgers, who would like nothing more to knock the Giants out. And within those five games, the Giants went 4-1. And they went 4-1 with outstanding pitching, clutch hitting, great defense, the bullpen, and everything else that was 57-33. So somehow they channeled back to that team again and got it done this week. This was not a gimme. They had to play baseball this week.
And they beat Kershaw. Who was pitching great.
Yeah.
He looked like he had a no-no going, you know, and they beat him. But, I mean, just to see guys, you know, Gillespie is such a big part of this, and he's showing some emotion. Gordon Beckham comes in out of nowhere. He's just on fire right now. He can't believe his good fortune. He's been kicking around bad teams, and he's not an all-star, but he's a solid player. He's into it. It's very Giants. It's a very familiar feeling that the fans around here have been lucky enough to experience over the last several years, and it's, by God, it's back.
How much of the fans do you think play a role in this? Because Marty's been big on the energy here at the yard. The fans are playing a big role in this kind of late season resurgence, don't you think?
Well, I mean, yeah, they have. I mean, Lord knows there were many homestands when they were all fired up and they're standing and cheering, and it's the ninth inning, and here we go, and the game gets away. So, I mean, but these last two games, to see it all in concert, there's nothing better than AT&T when the Giants are going good, because the fans really are. They're right up there with the best, and they know when something great's happening, and you know, magical elements coming into play.
Well, they didn't know what to expect from Ty Block. We didn't.
No.
And we talked about it on the show, and
no idea.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said yesterday.
Yeah,
and then he went out and did his thing, and the fans got into it.
Now I've got him in the rotation next year. I mean, I could think of worse developments.
Sure.
If he really is that
Cy Block.
Cy Block, man, in there with Bumgarner and Cueto, and then Moore and the boys and Samardzija. I mean, that's. If he's really that guy,
We'll see.
That's a long way off.
Go around the league a couple of times.
Right. Yeah,
let's talk.
Yeah.
There's this Bruce Jenkins with us. There was a situation that came up, Pat, in Colorado with DJ LeMahieu.
Yep.
And he's hitting 348, and Daniel Murphy's hitting 347. Now, Daniel Murphy is not going to play again because he's got a strained buttocks, believe it or not.
That was never good, right? That's that can't.
LeMahieu left Friday's game after third inning after going 0-for-2. This is Walt Weiss. It's a unique situation because Murphy is injured and not playing. If he's playing, they can fight it out, but I don't want DJ to lose the batting title that way. So DJ LeMahieu has not come back on the field since going 0-for-2 on Friday. So, yeah, I'm going to pay attention to the math. My philosophy, whether you like it or not, is I'm going to take care of our team. DJ is one of those guys that takes care of our team. That was Walt Weiss before Friday's game. This is not Ted Williams.
I was just going to say, where is Ted? He went 6-for-8, right?
Right. This is not Ted Williams, 406.
Yeah.
This is DJ LeMahieu and said, look, I'm sorry. And he went along with it. What do you think?
Well, There's a lot of examples of guys sitting out and freezing on the frozen averages to win the title. But when you do it that way, you're not quite remembered in a pure manner. There's that little sidelight that, well, you know, he didn't stick it out to the finish. He just sat on it, and I think that takes away from it. You've got the batting title, which is great, but I always like to see guys play it out.
Yeah, no,
it's very disappointing.
One thing I can understand, if it's a guy hitting 300 and it's the last day of the season, you know, why not just take a break, you hit 300. This is a great thing. It's way better than 299. It's just infinitely better. But this kind of thing where there's competition, and it's so strange because Murphy's been a phantom for many days. I mean, he has to sit out and get ready for the Dodgers, but it's a little tainted, I think.
Yeah. Well, here we have today, we go with Matt Moore. You know, which Matt Moore do you get? The one-inning Matt Moore or the one-hit Matt Moore against Maeda? Both teams putting their lineup out. Their span is in there today. I may be the only one I'm a little surprised at, but it's a righty going, so that's the way Bochy does it. And then you got the Cardinals. You got Wainwright going against Vogelsong. So what more could you ask? And every game starts at the same time.
I wonder how many Giants texted Vogelsong last night saying, dude, you got to do this
get it
for
done.
Us.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if he comes through because you know he's a Giant at heart. I mean, he's a Pirate now, and he's a good Pirate, but he's mostly a Giant. And that it's so great that every game starts the same time today. And I'd love to hear it. I'm going to be tuning in to Vin Scully because he's the best, the mastermind at keeping everything together and who's doing what. And it's going to be very special.
I put Scully in there as we wrap up with Bruce here. I put Scully in there with Connie Mack. You know, one of those records. You know, Connie Mack managed 50 years in a row.
Yeah.
You know, and he owned the team, so he wasn't going to fire himself. But at the end, you know, he could barely find the dugout. But Scully, 67 years, is as sharp as anybody ever.
67 years on the job. I've been at the Chronicle 43 years, and sometimes you think, wow, what a stat. Who's going to beat that?
Yeah.
Then you get this guy, 67 years as the best, and still the best. I love it when they say, well, if he came along today, he couldn't get a job.
What?
Really?
That can't be right. That can't be right.
Well, he may be too old.
No. If he was a 23-year-old Vin Scully
kidding.
Showing up. Yeah. Yeah, when he's dead, it'd be tough to get
right.
it.
But.
Well, and John Miller's...
Ty Cobb. What would he hit today?
Well, he
would hit 320.
He's going up there with a cane.
Right, because he's 100.
And the Big Kahuna has talked quite a bit about John Miller on this day 80 years ago saw the famous stat sheet from the Giants game that they got pounded in, and he became a Giants fan 80 years ago today. So what a symmetrical way for his broadcasting career to come to a conclusion.
That's so beautiful. I think that weighed into him deciding to end it here and not knowing going to the postseason where every night he's saying goodbye again and this is the last one. And he's the kind of guy who's uncomfortable with all of this stuff. He just wants to call the game.
What a day, huh?
What a day.
Who saw?
Phenomenal.
You know, we never know. You know that? We never know the 162 is going to, but you got to wait till the end to figure it out.
And here we are. Yeah, amazing to think we're there. I just hope that there's more to come.
Well, we know that the team is traveling somewhere.
Yep. Yes, there is more to come.
They are traveling somewhere. We'll see how it plays out.
Playing in St. Louis tomorrow night, that'd be a quick turnaround. That'd be rough for everybody, just trying to get there.
Well,
beat writers and everything else.
Yeah, you don't need that.
No.
All right, Bruce, thank you so much, of course, for a great season, and we got the postseason coming up.
Hey, it's been great hanging out with you guys all season. It's something I look forward to every weekend, let's enjoy
me
this
too.
One. It's going to be great.
Man. Bruce
all right,
the
that's
best.
The great Bruce Jenkins.
Yes.
Let's hear it for Bruce.
Yes.
All right, more coming up on the Sports Leader.